Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Sonata Software Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Reddy, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Steven, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to the analyst call post the announcement of our financial results for the Q4 FY22 in our board meeting today in the morning. The results and the analysis are already posted on our website, and hopefully all of you had a chance to look at them. I'll do a quick summary of the year first and maybe a little bit on the quarter that's gone past. I think if you look at the year, I think it's been very satisfying, definitely on the quantitative terms. If you see all the numbers, I think there's been tremendous growth both in terms of top line and bottom line across both our two important businesses, the international business and the India business. I think this is, I would say, a reflection of what we have been talking about all the while of executing a very focused strategy of being digital partners for our clients based on what we call our platformation methodology, using our IP as a differentiator, continuing to invest in the Microsoft alliance, which we have been doing over the last 10 years. I think, and more importantly, last year also has been, I think, is in the kind of the new clients we have acquired. I think the quality of clients acquired last year are far superior in terms of their potential to grow as compared to what we had in the previous years. We also had an acquisition last year, Encore Systems. We are pleased to announce that integration has done well. You can see, I think, the numbers are adding very well across all the metrics of the organization, apart from the fact that they've also bring in some expertise in cloud and an access to the healthcare vertical. We continued to invest last year in building our core capabilities, digital capabilities, across the various technology stacks. I think last year is where we said we will also start focusing on the non-Microsoft technology stack and started seeding on the Amazon and Google tech stacks. Of course, we continue to invest on the Microsoft tech stack. We also, I think, are investing very heavily on the cloud and data on the Microsoft tech stack, apart from the BizApps platform and the Dynamics platform, where we have had a good leadership position based on a strategy which we have been executing over the last now seven, 8 years. We've, I think, launched our two global delivery centers, one in Canada, one in Ireland. I think they've been a little slow because of the pandemic, but we'll see these now being utilized greatly as we go forward. They'll definitely help us serve our clients better. Overall, as I said, and if you see our India business, I think it's shown a tremendous growth again on the margin, absolute margin and the net margin. Again, driven by a huge focus on some key accounts, a huge focus on cloud, expanding our cloud offering into Amazon and Google, and also adding some new services like security and SI into the mix. The India business has done extremely well. Looking at the last quarter, I think the overall results are satisfactory. The margin is a little low. As we had announced, we have done a fairly significant compensation increase in the month of January. So that has had a bit of a dampener on the margin. But overall, all the other metrics look good for the quarter. Coming to the future, as you know, we have announced Mr. Samir Dhir joining us as the CEO of the company. Samir is based out of the U.S. Samir has a huge track record of scaling organizations, and we do believe that his addition to Sonata at this stage in our journey will be a tremendous boost to the overall growth agenda of Sonata as we go forward. Samir also is based out of the U.S. We believe that's going to make a big difference to the way we will serve our clients in our major markets. We are looking to continue to invest a lot more in senior talent. We'll soon be announcing the onboarding of a global sales officer based out of London who will be coming on board. And this year, we are looking at it to make, actually, we've been making investments continuously and in the past, but I think this year we will take it to another level of investment across the board, whether it's talent, capability, marketing, and really use this as a platform for achieving, I would say, extraordinary growth in the future. So that's the overall, I would say, outlook for the future and an analysis of the quarter. I'll hand it over to Jagan to take you through some of the key financial metrics, and we're very happy to answer any questions you may have at the end of the call. I forgot to introduce my team on the call. We have Samir, the CEO of the company, on the call, Jagan, our CFO, Raju, our Chief Delivery Officer, Sujit Manti, who heads our India business, and Satya Narayana, who heads our finance function. So they're all on the call. Over to you, Jagan.
Yeah. Thank you, Shikhar. Good evening, all. Take you through the financial performance presentation for this earnings call. Yeah, this talks about the consolidated financial performance of the company level. We are happy to share a couple of key milestones which we have crossed during this this quarter. This quarter, in dollar terms, we have crossed the $200 million mark in international business. India business has clocked in a revenue of above 4,000 crores. They crossed the 4,000 crores mark. And we have got India business has crossed the profitability part of more than 100 crores and for the year. And our cash and cash equivalent has touched about 1,000 crores of mark. So this is an important key achievement for us in this quarter. On this basis, if you see the consolidated revenue, we can't compare the revenue on the profitability. The CQGR of the growth is 4.8%. EBITDA for the last 12 quarters, growth is about 3.9%. And PAT quarterly CQGR growth is about 3.7%. And international services, the revenue growth has been the quarter-on-quarter revenue growth is revenue CQGR is 2.6% and EBITDA 2.7% for the last 12 quarters. Domestic business is being very, very solid. The revenue growth has been 5.8% CQGR quarterly. EBITDA is 5.3% and cost contribution CQGR growth is 4.1% and PAT has been CQGR of 6.8% for the last 12 quarters. We think this is the financial summary, broadly covering the revenue both for international and domestic business in the consolidated. Same way with the EBITDA and the PAT numbers, I have mentioned to you this. This. If you see here, we have a solid revenue growth in rupee terms of 36.1% year-on-year growth has been there. In terms of EBITDA performance also and PAT performance also has been very, very wonderful for this. And operational metrics for this, before this, our quarterly dollar revenue growth has been, on constant currency basis, it is 4.7%. And the broad operation metric, US has improved by 2% for this quarter. and hence Europe and rest of the world has come down by a percentage each. Revenue by industry has been given. All as we know that ISB has been doing very well. It is holding strongly at around 32%, and our distribution and manufacturing continue to do well at the same levels in the last quarter. Travel remains at the same levels as last quarter. Retail essential has gone up in this quarter. Broadly, I'm covering the major industry verticals where we have got the contribution from. And for the revenue by competences, as usual, Dynamics services has done well. It's about 31% of its contribution. Microsoft Digital Platforms have been continuously increasing their contribution. It's 21% now. And broadly, all the digital services, cloud and data services also have been doing well. It is holding on the same levels of the previous quarter, but has been continuously doing well. The on-site offshore mix has changed. Our offshore has increased by 2%, which has also helped us to improve the operational efficiency and able to compensate the margin pressure due to the salary increases in this quarter to the majority extent on this. And revenue by fixed price and T&M, slight changes is there. There is like a little aberration, but it may be in this range for the coming days. This is a broad outlook on this operation metric and few more operation metrics like top 5 clients and top 2 clients have been mentioned. And also those metrics are remaining in the same level. No, not major changes are there. It's just 1% in the quarterly moment will not be there. We have got about 130 employees added to this during this period. The on-site offshore details are also given here. With this, I conclude my update for the financial, and any further questions, you can take that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Vedik Sarkar from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Sreekar, hi, good evening. Trust all's well. So this is a relative question, just given the strong print that you guys posted in Q3 and the momentum that we continue to see in Microsoft. The sequential growth numbers this quarter seem a tad on the lower side. Again, just a relative comparison. How should we read this number? Were there any large one-off project closures? And how do you reckon we imagine the quantum of growth for the coming year?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Speaker?
Sorry, only way to read it. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, speaker.
The only way to read it is not a demand issue, but I've been taking a bit of a supply issue. If we could have got the supply lined up, we would have had a better quarter on quarter on the revenue front. So it's not a factor of lower demand or tapering of demand or tapering of projects.
Sure. So how do you reckon we address this? Because I think in Q1 of this year also, I think we had a supply side issue.
The whole industry has a supply side issue. I mean, it's not just us. So as I said, I think a few quarters back, I think we have put in a fairly robust plan of creating capacity. It is working, but it can work better. So I think we're going to do more on that front of more aggressively creating this capacity and making that capacity functional quickly so that we could deploy them meaningfully in projects. So like everybody else, we are doing a lot of things about sourcing talent and cross-training and going to tier two centers. That's how I think even the nearshore centers we have opened, we are looking at them as a strategy to meet some of these to meet some of this demand. Of course, apart from doing the routine things about increasing the talent hiring capacity, partnering, and all that other kind of stuff.
So on the domestic front, I mean, how far do you think we are from fixing this? Do you think this will again split into H2 of next year, or do you think this is something that can be addressed starting Q1 itself?
Supply side in India.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think by Q2 next year, we should get this fixed.
Right. So on the margin side, you know, given the wage hikes again starting Jan, do you reckon margins have plateaued, or should we expect further softness coming into H1 of this fiscal? How should we...
As I said, we're going to invest a lot more. I think disproportionately this year, as I said, you know, Samir coming on board and our chief revenue officer coming on board, investments in global delivery centers, more on-site. Sales, pre-sales, marketing, more offshore capability building, competency, and all that kind of stuff. I would say possibly temper margins a bit as we go forward, because I think the wage hike, my feeling is at least the dollar depreciation has taken care of a bit of that.
Sure. So can we quantify the softness, if that's all right? Because, you know, we've come off a very large base. So when we say that margins will moderate, what's the range that we're really looking at?
Yeah, we've always said that net of forex and I guess one other income, 20 to 22% is a good range.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks for that. I'll come back with you. My best wishes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. First is on the headcount front. Like, it seems like we've moderated a bit in the last two quarters. So following up on where Vedic left, what is the outlook that you guys have for FY23? Second was, this thing was also reflected in this $1 million accounts, which I think have shrunk a bit in Q4 versus Q3. While revenues have still grown. So what could be the reason there? And that's from the existing setup, which I've shown in the...
So sorry, what was the first question, Mohit?
On the headcount. So if I look at international IT headcount addition, we started on a very strong note, but then during the year,
right,
we have moderated.
I think about the supply issue. So that's... we need to add about 1,000 people. So it's not like... It's just that we need to add them fast enough. That's the thing. It's not like...
So what is the plan for 23? Like, what kind of addition are you...
That's what I just told him. We will get this fixed by Q2 of this year.
So we're looking for a number. Like, what is the plan? Like, fixing is one thing. But how much do you think for 23,
plan for
what should be the hiring numbers or fresher graduate numbers for 23?
Okay, I will possibly ask Raju to answer this question. Raju?
Yeah, Mohit, we are now increased our graduate hiring by 45 this way compared to last.
By 45?
100 people last year. I'm hiring 145 people now. So 45% more than last year.
45% more. Can you repeat the number? The line was not clear.
45% more than last year.
And how much was it last year?
Last year was...
Mr. Raju, sorry to interrupt. Your voice is breaking up, sir.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Last year, we hired around 405 people more.
Okay.
We'll be hiring 45% more this year. But we hired already, then come board post-July.
Understood. And the second was related to these existing $1 million accounts. There was some drop QOQ in international IT.
Maybe Jagan can answer that question. Jagan,
yeah.
Can take that question.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like a one contract has come to, you know, one or two customers, the contracts have come to a close. The total run rate of the, although the total TCV is more than $1 million, their run rate for the year, because of two quarters, we couldn't make it like $1 million. They will become $1 million in this quarter.
So it is not a loss. It is just that they related it, so to say, to FY23.
Yeah,
what they are saying is that they're not using potential basis, they're using a multiplier basis. They're just taking the revenue in the quarter and I think annualizing it is what they're saying.
Correct.
So it's not that the customer has gone away or the revenue has gone away. So maybe we should just look at the way we report these things, Jared.
Sure. Okay.
Understood, sir. And the last one is for Sameer, sir. So now that there is a change and it is after a long time at Sonata, so should we expect, what should we expect going forward? Where are the gaps or any areas that he has identified where you guys could invest more or something like that?
In the company, right? Maybe next call he'll answer this.
Okay, so we'll wait for 3 months.
So, I do think it's great for the company and things will.
Understand, sir. We'll ask the same thing next quarter then.
Yes, please.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to the participants. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Awatramani from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. You have given this guidance of 20 to 22% of margin. So this is just to confirm that it is EBITDA margin, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And what will be the revenue guidance, sir? If you can help me with that.
We don't give a quantitative revenue guidance. We only give a qualitative guidance. We do expect growth to be on the better side in the next year. We don't give a quantitative revenue back.
Okay. And sir, can you mention the attrition rate? I mean, if you can highlight for this for the full year and quarter.
About 27%.
This is for full year, right?
Sorry?
This is for full year FY22?
Full year FY22, that's correct.
And what will be for Q4?
Q4 was about 30%.
30%.
Yeah.
Okay. And another one for me is that are we looking at any expansions or any capex plans in the near future, sir?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if you're investing, I mean, you said that you will be hiring 45% more talent, so any location for investment?
I've already taken a new space in where we are today, so that's being built out. As we said, we have opened some delivery centers in Ireland and this thing, so we'll expand those.
Okay. So this will be only overseas, not in domestic anything?
No, in domestic. I said we have taken a new place where we are currently located, a new facility. We are actually fitting it out as we speak.
Okay. That's all from my end. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Vinod Makadia from Mohanlal Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I wish to know what is the other income. I didn't get time to refer to the note 10. So what's the other income, addition that has happened this
particular quarter? The finance team can answer that question.
Yeah. Other income pertains to the earn-out payment pertaining to the Sofras were no longer payable, about 26 crores.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so just one more question. I mean,
but yeah, I should just add on to that. In contrast to that, there has also been we've taken a write down on the value of the asset of a similar value. So while there's other income has gone up, I don't know, some expenses. And where does it sit? Where does it sit, Satya?
It's in the impairment of goodwill, basically, in terms of that. That is in other expenses.
It's another expense. Okay. So please read both.
It's
of
in the EBITDA. Both will come in there. Yeah.
Okay.
That they're linked, but yeah, there's been a upside on one side and there's been a downside on the other side.
Okay. Got you. Thank you. Yeah. And the next question is, the entire industry is facing high attrition rates, and Shrikar Bhai mentioned that we also face something like 30% in Q4. So, you said you intend to hire more, but any other strategy that you are going to deploy? I mean, are you going to go for another round of wage hike in Q1, Q2, or what's the plan in terms of retaining people or ensuring that the supply side issue subsides?
No, it's a good question. I think the wage hikes we will do as and when we think they are needed. I think we almost did 3 or 4 wage hikes in the last 5 quarters, some very formal and some very tactical. So if need be, we will do that. So that's given. I mean, I don't think we believe that's the instrument for retention. I think greater employee engagement, all the other things one needs to do, should go a long way in having a better retention. Wage hike is just one instrument. I said, we will do that, and we've done it in the past, and we'll do it as a tool. But as I said, I think to be prudent, it will be good to build capacity in advance.
Okay. But you see no demand side issue at all. I mean, given that, let's assume that the supply side issue is controlled as you estimate by Q2 or, in this fiscal. So what kind of demand, maybe not a number or a percentage, but what would your comment then be on the demand scenario?
Right now, the demand looks healthy. We are not seeing any signals of any of these supply chain or war or recession or whatever it is showing up. So, I mean, that's as we speak today. So, if that continues, as I said, we should see a more healthy growth this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I have one more question, but I'll go back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of J. Daniel from Entropy Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to know, can you expand on that Sofras write-off and milestone write-off?
So as part of the acquisition of Sofras, Jay, there was an earn-out which was there as part of the acquisition cost. If they achieve certain goals after 3 years, that money will be paid. Those goals were not achieved. So that amount, which was whatever taken as we paid, was reversed. That became, don't ask me the logic of accounting entries, that became other income. And so then we looked at it and then prudently scaled down the internal goodwill given the lower revenue growth. And not that they have a link, we use scientific methods and then we wrote down a goodwill amount, which actually turned out to be around in the same range.
The goodwill amount is nearly the similar amount of.
Similar, but we didn't copy each other. It just came out through a model of recalibrating the goodwill value.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like a valuation model is followed here for the future revenue growth, profitability, cash flow generation, and then discounting cash flow is arrived at to arrive at the value for this. This is a separate process, completely different from what has happened in the reversal of the earnout.
So what is the goodwill write-off amount?
About 2.5 million will be there.
2.5 million and the other income is 26 crores.
Yeah, that will also be
26 and 23 crores. Both. 26 is other income and 23 is.
Yeah.
So your view on that acquisition remains, or I mean, you have tempered down what you expected.
Just that the revenue potential has been scaled down because of the COVID issues, but otherwise, the view on the acquisition.
Okay. And because of the supply side issues, were there delays in delivery or did you fill the gap through subcontractors and
because we have done anyway, so that's not, that might have added to the cost, but more importantly, as you said, could not deliver, so could not recognize that.
This normally doesn't result in any unhappy customers, right?
I think customers are also now fully aware of what's happening in the world, so it's a lot more easier now to talk to customers than in the past.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from the line of Vinod Makadia from Mohanlal Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is a very generic question. How do we, rate ourselves versus competitors in terms of complexity of projects that we execute? You know, some highlight on that, some flavor on that would be helpful.
Okay, I don't know. But I'll ask Raju to explain the level of complexity we deliver, so you'll get an idea of the depth of what we offer to our clients. I don't want to pull down anybody and say I'm better than this guy, that guy. But yeah, I mean, you get an appreciation of that. We do very core work and we do deep work and really I would say strategic work, transformative work. Maybe I'll ask Raju to give you one or two examples so you get a better idea.
I think if you look at from a complexity perspective, we are most of our programs on the cutting edge. For example, for one of the largest ISV vendor, software product vendor, we are building the whole their legacy product onto the cloud with all the latest and the greatest of the architecture. So you're doing very, very core work. At the same time, they have the customers in the existing system, so you need to ensure that there's continuity for them in terms of the US. Similarly, for a large healthcare company through our subsidiary, we're doing similar type of projects. Most of them either are core, when the companies are going through digital transformation, they're looking at either the customer experience customer-facing applications or engagement processes, or the core infrastructure itself, they're changing. So most of the projects or programs we're dealing with are at that size, even on Microsoft Dynamics.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And even the talent, what we have, the supply side constraints is because of that, because these people are not available in the market. So you have to either create them or at a very, very high cost point. So that's the challenge we're facing today.
Okay. Got you. Okay, and just one more question, if I may. We have almost rupees 800 crores net of the dividend that the board declared, and we are generating 400 crores plus almost every year, more than that, in fact. So any change in the dividend distribution policy going ahead, or I mean, are you looking at a significant acquisition, or I mean, what's the game plan on cash management as such? Any
Operator
highlights on that?
initiated.
Dividend policy right now is fairly aggressive. I think we give up almost 60% of our consolidated net profit as dividend. So it's, I would say, fairly, I would say, aggressive. But as you said, yeah, I mean, cash, we want to use it prudently, but we are looking to see if we can get good quality assets which meet our requirements in all terms.
Operator request has been
We're not desperate for anything,
if
but.
If you'd like to cancel this request,
please
press star zero again.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And Shekhar bhai, special thanks to you. I mean, you know, my understanding of the entire sector from 2016, I owe a lot of it to you. We've been investors in Sonata ever since then. And so thank you for this entire journey. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Chandra from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on the Microsoft revenue. So in this year, for the full year FY22, the Microsoft-related services has grown at around 28.5% for the full year. So how much of like this would be organic? And also in terms of investments, how do you see the Microsoft investments from here on, whether we'll be still investing in Microsoft or we will?
Sorry, I didn't get both the questions. What was the first question?
Like what we have been doing like around Microsoft. And also on the travel vertical, if you could give some color how the travel is like recovering and how the health of the top client is there. And lastly, on the utilization part, we are at 91%. I know there is huge supply side concern. So now is it like sustainable range or you expect that to come down?
Okay, let me answer the last question first. That's easy to answer. So that's going to come down. I mean, so we can't operate at this level. So we need, I mean, then we can't satisfy demand and build capability, capacity and all that. So this is because of the supply side. That keeps such a high level, so that's going to come down. Second question is, how is our travel client doing? The business is back to more or less normal, and we expect that business to grow for us next year. So that's the statement on the travel client. Third question was, what investments in Microsoft?
Yeah, so we have grown 28% Microsoft for this year. So how much of that is organic and the investments in that?
Sorry. So how much is our investment going to be in Microsoft technologies? Is that the question?
Yeah, so investments and whether all the growth that we have done this year, this is all organic or there is some inorganic component also to it?
Okay, that's right. The next, second part I can ask Jagan to answer. There will be definitely some inorganic because that would have come from Encore. So there would be. I don't know how much percentage, Jagan, maybe you can answer that question. But yeah, the investments will continue to be there. I'll set greater focus on cloud and data. We continue to invest, of course, on the biz apps, but a bigger focus on cloud and data. So that's going to be a big bet for us this year. So a lot more investment on all fronts. Jagan, I don't know, maybe if you have a quick answer, you can answer Amit in terms of what percentage of that is coming from Encore, some part of growth.
Yeah, Encore, that will be around...
I would think, out of the 28%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one last question is on the onsite offshore mix. So we have seen more shift offshore and the onsite has been declining. So is it because of a particular client or is it more to do with across clients we are seeing more offshore shift?
Okay, again, I think I'll ask Raju to answer this question.
Yeah, I think for last 6 months, what we're saying is we are having the difficulty in people to travel to some of these on-site locations, particularly Australia. Hence, we are doing that work from offshore. But what we see going forward is, I think over time it will get corrected back to the older numbers. And with now the centers coming in Ireland and Canada, we'll see get things taking back up to the on-site. Okay. Nothing to do with the customers moving or people coming back.
And all the centers that they opened in Ireland, Canada, how big are the centers?
We just started, we just taken a space, but we just sent some people and got all the registrations done as of today. Canada, we have 11 or 12 people. Ireland, we just started.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi Patil from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is regarding supply side issues. Whether this supply side issue will limit growth in FY23 as well, especially in first two quarters of
FY23? Aditi, possibly the first quarter of FY23, we don't think that it should affect beyond that, Aditi.
Okay, and in this quarter, can you quantify how much of the revenues were missed because of not able to deliver or because of
another at least 2.5% to the revenues?
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shrikar Reddy for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you all for joining the call today. Thanks for all your support to us over the last many years. We look forward to your continued support. Look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sonata Software Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.